The reading is fundamentally finished, but I would like to give an afterword which I call spiritual aerobics, a beginning. Aerobics stands for an active exercise program based upon the idea of incrementally building up the reserve power in the body, the heart and the lungs, to supply the necessary oxygen through a healthy, developed, open circulatory system. Evidence shows that those who build up and regularly exercise will not only feel and look fitter, but will also sleep better and work longer and more efficiently than they otherwise would. There is also an emotional or spiritual aerobics. It is a daily exercise of emotional and spiritual fiber and muscle, which, if regularly followed, will result in building reserve capacities of spiritual oxygen to be called upon in times of stress. Most of us, under emotional strain, tend to blow a fuse. We're tired. It's been a hard day. The children are noisy. They're pressing their own needs. They're beginning to bug us. We find ourselves irritated and angered. We lose patience and then watch out. Our intemperate spirit explodes. We fly into a rage. We say things we don't mean, things that wound and hurt and strain. We've just had a spiritual coronary, and the healing, repairing process will take time, patience, and humility. Sometimes it's not even attempted. The wound congeals and lies deep inside, buried by new defenses of cynicism, sarcasm, and bitterness. What is this daily exercise? What is this spiritual aerobics? I suggest it is largely found in a daily effort to do two things. First, to gain perspective, and second, to make some decisions in light of that perspective. We need to take time daily to reflect, to think, to meditate, to plan, to study God's Word, and to hear with our heart the nudgings of our conscience. Then we need to make some decisions regarding what we are going to do in light of this understanding. Private prayer is a perfect time to recommit ourselves to an eternal perspective and to some specific practices for that day, such as patience, integrity, diligence, purity. This daily exercise of meditation, scripture study, planning, and prayer will usually take 30 minutes or more, but that half hour will increase the quality of the other 23 and a half hours, including the depth and restfulness of one's sleep. As with physical exercise, those of us who say we haven't the time for spiritual aerobics are making excuses, and we will find ourselves, whenever the situation calls for strength beyond our reserve, incapacitated by self-doubts, envy, jealousy, pride, fear, anger, bad tempers, all indicating a lack of spiritual oxygen. We must simply never become too busy sawing to take time to sharpen the saw.